the Geological Wall. The park is located in the Toledo Mountains, an area that has some of the oldest mountain formations in the Iberian Peninsula, being more than 500 million years old. It's now hard to imagine, but this whole area was submerged under the sea at that time. That's why we have important paleontological sites of marine origin, where up to 250 species of some of the earliest Earth's inhabitants can be found, such as trilobites and cephalopods. Before leaving the room, be sure to see the replica of these large ichnofossils. They are the remains of fossilized animals. You'll be able to see more like these in the visitor's center, Styx House, near St. Quitaria. A long time later, 2.5 million years ago, during the Quaternary period, there appeared in Cabaneros Park a kind of fauna that could be related today to the African savanna with large mammals such as the mastodon. We have found the remains of one of them in Larañas' southern Cabaneros National Park. Its head and fangs can also be seen at the visitor's center, Styx House. Look now at the room's large front wall. Here one can see a recreation of Cabaneros' National Park's geological section. It has, from top to bottom, 8 horizontal layers that can be found in the park, made of different geological materials which are arranged chronologically. Get closer to the panel next to it. It will provide you more information in order to understand this stratigraphic sequence. Pay attention and look at the details of each stratum. Imagine that each one contains millions of years of Earth's geological history. And now think that our species, Homo sapiens, has just begun inhabiting this planet for 200,000 years. Amazing, isn't it? I'll be waiting in the Room of the Seasons, where we'll begin our tour through Cabaneros National Park's natural areas.